This is season 7 of the Team Roping Journal's podcast, The Score, the show that started it all in the whole podcasting game in Team Roping and Rodeo. At 3 million downloads and counting, this is where Team Ropers talk, from our weekly short score episodes to the longer sit-down conversations that we get to have that dive deep into the personalities, producers, and horses that inspire the sport. This is where Team Ropers get their must-know information. Hey everyone, it's Chelsea Schaefer. I have a bonus episode of The Score for you this week. This is an episode, you know, this is our horse market series quite generally this time of year, and we have a sale coming up on Sunday with the Select Horse Sales. So the Select Sale at the selectonline.com, where you can find a ton of horses selling lots of embryos, but most importantly for the team roping world, WSR, he's a Dun of Alina, known far and wide as Rooster, is selling on Sunday with a Riata Buckle spot. Now, the Riata Buckle, of course, the stallion incentive that is run by Denny Gentry and Lance Robinson, that has completely taken over the rope horse breeding side of the industry and has just exploded the roping market when it comes to horses for every level of roper, not just fraternity guys, not just NFR guys. The Riata Buckle is a huge deal. Rooster was one of the studs that jumped into the beginning, got a spot with his owner, two-time world champion Patrick Smith. And those spots, you can't get them anymore. They are impossible to find unless you beg, borrow, and steal from somebody that's got one or one's out of the game. So Rooster sells this Sunday, if you're listening to this podcast sometime in the future. It's Rooster sells March 17th, 2024. Right now, as I'm recording this, it's in 3 days, 20 hours and 12 minutes. But hopefully when you're listening to this, it's just even getting closer and closer. He is at Solo Select, getting ready to sell. They will have all the information about him up on the website. You can see his vet information, all of his semen evaluation, the frozen semen inventory, radiographs, vet statement. Everything is on the Select Online.com. Check it out. Now, Rooster, we've had a bunch of podcasts about him since Patrick bought him quite a few years ago. Rooster has over $500,000 won. He won over the 4th of July just this year, in fact. He is not done by any stretch of the imagination. He is 20 this year. He is still sound. You could rodeo on him. You could take him to the junior rodeos. You could take him to the World Series. You could go and have a great time at Rancho Rio in Wickenburg if you so choose on Rooster. Whatever you want to do, this stud is ready to go do it. And he's going to breed a whole lot of mares. He's got 10 years at least left in his breeding career. And so he is quite the purchase. Patrick is not just thrilled about selling him. Patrick just knows that life gets in the way of breeding, and breeding is a full-time job if you let it be. And Patrick has not necessarily taken advantage of that being a full-time job, given that he's a business owner. He's rodeoing. He's made the NFR 14 times. He's a busy guy. And just the breeding side of things has not been a priority for him. So that is why he is offering Rooster up to the public in the Select Online sale. So if you are interested in Rooster, you can check it out, bid.theselectonline.com. If you just go to theselectonline.com, it'll also take you over there. He sells Sunday only, with a Riata Buckle spot. So here is Patrick Smith talking about Rooster and all that goes into selling this amazing, amazing stud. Well, we have done a few podcasts over the years about the breeding business, Patrick, and I feel like right now could be a, I don't know, we could talk about time management and all kinds of different things with the breeding topic, because it has been a journey since you bought Rooster. Give us, for anybody who hasn't listened to all the old episodes, give us the kind of the history of Rooster and what your purchase history was with him.
Well, so I've actually been getting that question a lot this week. I can't tell you how many texts and calls I've had of people that are like, why are you selling Rooster? What's the deal? What's going on? And actually last night at the Houston Rodeo, I had several of the other guys that were up last night with me asking me about him and asking, why are you doing this? How come you're doing, you know, putting him in the sale? Is there something wrong? Is there this? And I've told everybody the same thing. I truly didn't buy Rooster to get into the breeding business. I bought him because he was the best heel horse that I knew of that could be bought at that time. And I always loved that horse. And I thought, you know, Randon Adams had Diesel and Rooster about the same time frame, and Diesel was such a, you know, highlight for so many years that I thought Rooster kind of got overlooked. People didn't really pay that much attention to him because Randon always rode Diesel everywhere. But there was something about Rooster that I always liked. I just liked the way he worked. And a lot of guys rode him and did really well on him. Well, whenever I was still, I was roping with Trevor Brazil and Amigo was kind of on his way out. He'd had two knee surgeries, was dealing with a torn, a small tear in a ligament in his front end. And so we were just at that point where I needed something that was ready to go. And we actually had the conversation, and I reached out to Randon Adams and did a lease deal and leased Rooster, not knowing anything, never ridden him, just always liked him. And I went and practiced on him in Fallon, Nevada, and I ran three steers on him and knew that I was going to go through with the lease. And then we started talking about a purchase option in the future, and I leased him for that year, and then I ended up buying him. But like I said, there is pros and cons to buying a stud. Is, you know, anytime you have a stud, you have to deal with having a stud on the road and people hauling mares and all of the things that the nightmare stories you hear about hauling a stallion around. But to be honest, none of that existed with him. He was so well-mannered and is so well-mannered that, you know, Tanner Tomlinson and I rodeoed together our first year in 2021, and he had Ivy, the mare. Luke Brown hauled a mare. Trevor hauled a mare. Everybody that I rodeoed with since I bought him, we hauled him together in the trailer and never had any issues. He was that well-mannered. But I fell in love with him. Just the kind of horse that he is, his attitude, his athleticism, how well he is or how well he worked. And to be honest, Amigo had been down for so long. I was kind of struggling with my roping. And when I got on Rooster, it just kind of reignited some things in me and got me fired up about rodeo again, and really helped my roping get back to where it needed to be. So over the last few years, it's just been a journey of learning. Because nobody was greener than me in the breeding business world. And so many times I would just scratch my head and ask myself, what did I get into in this deal? But it didn't take me very long to understand that, man, what was cool about this is for the first time in my career, I have a horse that has two ways of income.
Yeah.
I can win on him. And in the off season, I can collect him and sell breedings. And man, it kind of took off and started selling a little bit more and a little bit more, and word was getting around and people were being people were impressed with the colts that he was having, and lots of rebreedings and people wanted to come back and get another one the next year, and some ranches that jumped in and bred 9, 10, 12 mares. So it kind of got fun for me for a little bit. But at the same time, for those that don't know, I have a wife and three kids. I have two other businesses. Rodeoing for a living is pretty much a full-time job for anybody that hasn't tried it. there's a lot that goes into it, especially when you get older and have a family and you have school and you have, my kids are into, both of my girls are running track and my son ropes. And so life itself, I think it was a Snickers commercial, life comes at you fast. And man, that couldn't be more true. So in that, I just don't have time for the, like I told you the other day, to give Rooster the true shake at this world that he deserves, which is, you know, raising some colts and training them and putting them in these futurities and competing on them so that people can see the ability that these colts that I've bred to these really good mares. Man, it's just been phenomenal, the reports I'm getting and what I'm seeing from some of the babies that he's thrown. And I just don't have time for it. It's all I can do to make sure that I'm sharp enough to try to compete, stay competitive in the rodeo world, keep up with my business, be a good father, be a good husband, be able to have a life itself. And because the breeding world is no different than the rodeo world, you need to be all in to compete. You've got these guys that are fraternity doing so much of that stuff. You got Trevor and Miles that are just amazing in that industry. And, you know, Joseph Harrison and these guys that ride and do this all the time and are so good at it. I know rodeo's taught me enough to stay humble enough to know that if I'm going to be able to compete in anything like that, it's going to take everything I got, because those guys are amazing at what they do. And like I said, it's taking all I've got to be able to run my business, keep up with my family and my and the rest of my life. So it's been an amazing journey. It's been fun. I've loved it. And I also want to say, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in this sale. I may still own Rooster after this next weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't just want rid of him. I love the horse. My kids are not happy with this decision. They love him. They love riding him. My son has dreams of riding him at the high school rodeos and everything else, he keeps telling me. But, you know, Rooster's at the age now to where his biggest value is, yes, definitely to go to some jackpots and go to some rodeos and compete, but to make a living passing his genes on for the next decade. And so that's what I think somebody that sees that opportunity will yeah. realize that him, along with his earnings and his prestige and reputation that he has, along with the Riata buckle slot that goes with him, I think that somebody's going to be able to hit a home run in this deal.
And I, for people who don't, I mean, they might see him if you're rodeoing on him saddled, but they haven't seen Rooster just kind of hanging out. We did talk about, you did say that, like, you know, his best value is in the breeding side of things, of course. However, like, physically, you don't look at Rooster and think he's even close, like, within 10 years of the age that he is. He looks phenomenal. He looks as good now as the day you bought him, and he looks as good now as he did in those videos with Randon at the, if you look at, like, on YouTube, have you watched the old Hork Dog videos of him? Like, there are videos of him at the Hork Dog, and he looks exactly the same, and he works exactly the same.
He's super easy. He's an easy keeper. He is beautiful. I mean, like I said, there's nothing about him shows age. And I take all of my horses to Outlaw Equine and Josh Harvey, and he goes through them every year. And he told me this year, he said he is as good as he's ever been, if not even better, which sounds crazy. But when I bought him, he'd had a real small soft tissue injury that we brought him back. I never even got off of him, never quit rodeoing on him, and every year it just got stronger. And we had him looked at again this year along with Turbo and the other ones, and he is as sound as can be, ready to rock and roll, and I mean loves his job. There is not a horse out there. He is the strongest horse to the saddle horn I've ever been on my life in my life. So somebody that does ride him or has never ridden him, it's hard to explain what an amazing stop. And what an amazing, he is a very violent force to the saddle horn. When you dally, it's like dallying on a truck. I mean, it's just nothing moves, nothing wiggles.
Yeah.
He is all there. So
that's what I remember about him with Caesar and with Russell and Dakota. Like back in the day, that was what, and he's so cowy and so like aggressive with.
Yes.
He does everything so all there. But now, especially, I don't know if it's now with his age or just. He could go to the World Series, no problem. He could go to the U.S. Ropings. And you said Eli rides him. Like, he's not anything that anybody needs to be nervous about.
No, he is literally, again, it's going to sound like I'm trying to sell him, but he is for any number. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could ride him at the NFR or the BFI tomorrow. I could put my son on him, who's 11 years old, and send him to the region rodeo. It does not matter if you're a 3 or a 10. You can heal on this horse, and he is a lot of fun. He's great to be around, great in the box, big stop. But, man, everything about him is just easy. My kids love riding him because he is so cowy that bringing the steers up, a steer's not going to turn around in the pen with him in there because he will get a hold of them. He looks like an alligator. He will go after these steers and want to bite them and bring them up. So
I think I made
that's a lot of fun.
I made that, which Patrick, I know you watch TikTok all the time and are constantly just scrolling through TikTok. But a long time ago, I made a TikTok of Rooster pushing steers up the alley, and it has well over 1 million views. People like to watch Rooster push the steers up the alley because he is very aggressive in the cowie department. So
Yes, he is very aggressive.
Now, these are details that, of course, will come with the sale, but like he's got a full social media following that'll be transferred with the sale. He's got the Riata buckle spot, which is not a little thing. Those are hard to come by right now. They are very, very hard to come by. So, and we know that like the pink and ruby spots, they're selling for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Riata is just a couple years behind on the timeline, but it's not far off that those spots are going to be worth a fortune. So,
right. Well, and I think after this year, that's going to be proven, from what I'm hearing, all the extra money and the things that are going to happen. I think this event's going to be huge this year. So yeah, that's what I mean. The reason that I'm doing this, it's a timing thing. My life is busy. Rooster is ready to rock and roll in both departments. His numbers, you know, we just had him collected earlier this year. He's been at high point already this year, booking contracts, and his numbers are just crazy good. So he's got a lot of life left in him, both in the arena and in the breeding facility. And I just think that if somebody sees the opportunity with have a great hill horse, have a good stallion, and, you know, something you can go and compete on, and the Riata buckle slot that goes with him. Like I said, if somebody does their homework and sees the opportunity,
yeah,
they're going to be able to do really good with this deal.
And Brandon has sent me videos. Obviously, breakaway is a huge future market. The Riata breakaway went phenomenal last year. Brandon sent me videos of maybe one of his kids breakawaying on a rooster baby. So there's going to be opportunity in the breakaway segment for sure for rooster babies. But something that, I mean, I know that I've written it 1,000 times, but people don't read everything that I've written over and over again. He is a by the same stud as Transmission of Clint Summers that Clint won 4 rounds on at the NFR last year. The Adams breeding program is no joke, of course. So Rooster is not, there is run there as well that is very efficient and talented on the head side. So you're not just breeding for heel horses and breakaway horses, I guess, if you want a breeding to Rooster.
No, absolutely not. He is so much faster than people think just because the way he moves and he is so cowy. A lot of people, when I bought him, they said, you know, is he fast enough? And then everybody was shocked to see when I rodeoed on him that year. Mm-hmm. And he is definitely fast enough. And he can really run, really stop. And like I said, he's just so cowy and knows the game. And I don't know that I've ever been around a horse that loves his job more than he does. He absolutely loves to be in the arena. So, yes, as far as that goes, I've seen tons of people are reporting to me, you know exactly what you're saying. They're starting breakaway horses, calf horses, head horses, heel horses, whatever.
Yeah.
I have some rooster babies of my own. We bred between me and a friend of mine. We have 9, and so we're going to keep those and bring them up through the years and kind of see what they've got to offer. But so far, everything's just been amazing. I've had no ill reports. Everybody that has done this has called me and said, "Man, this is amazing. Send me pictures." And so many of them look like little rooster mini-me's. Everything about them looks so much like him.
Well, very good. Well, we will see how things go on Sunday. I'll be watching.
Me too. I hope somebody's, you know, seizes the opportunity. I hope, I want him. This horse means a lot to me and my family. He's a really cool animal. And until somebody gets to experience it and get on him, they won't know that. But like I said, somebody does their homework. This is going to be a great deal.
Thank you, Patrick. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you.
There is absolutely no other stallion on the market with Rooster's credentials. Not on the market, not off the market, not anywhere. Nobody in the breeding game when it comes to studs has won as much as Rooster. So check it out, bid.theselectonline.com. This Sunday, March 17th, that is where you can buy Rooster. Get his stallion spot along with him. This is he's a son of a dun out of Paulina by Doc Alina. Very rare bloodlines from the Western States ranches. You won't find it anywhere else. That is, again, bid.theselectonline.com.